"What can it be?" said one person.
"How strange," said another.
"It cannot be a comet, for comets have tails," said a third.
"Perhaps it's a big firefly," said another.
At last, some of the men determined to find out what this strange light was, whether it was a hobgoblin dancing in the air, or something dropped from the sky. So off they started, to get as near it as they could. While this was taking place, Ray, who had got tired of standing, was seated in a fence corner behind a tree. He could see the men as they approached, but they did not see him. When they were directly under the light and saw what it was, they looked at each other, laughing, and said,
"This is some boy's trick, and it has fooled us nicely.
Let us keep the secret and have our share of the joke." Then they laughed again and went back to the village, and some of the simple people there have not yet found out what that strange light was. When the men had gone, Ray thought it was time for him to go, so he wound up his string, picked up his kite and lantern, and went home. His mother had been wondering what had become of him. When she heard what he had been doing, she hardly knew whether to laugh or scold, but I think she laughed and told him that it was time for him to go to bed.